Report: illegal alien with criminal record charged with murdering two Americans in Las Vegas stabbing spree. By John Binder on October 9, 2022. An illegal alien with a criminal record is charged with murdering two Americans, 30-year-old Maurice Marine DiGiovanni and 47-year-old Brent Allen Hallett, in a stabbing spree on the Las Vegas, Nevada, Strip. Late last week, 32-year-old Yoni Barrios, reportedly an illegal alien from Guatemala with a criminal record in a sanctuary state of California, allegedly went on a stabbing spree on the Las Vegas Strip where he targeted eight random tourists and Americans while wielding a knife. According to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Barrios had recently arrived on the Las Vegas Strip from California when he encountered DiGiovanni and other women with the Best Showgirls in Vegas group, who are hired for events and pose with tourists for photos. Barrios walked up to the showgirls and asked for a photo. According to police, when he eventually pulled out a 12-inch knife, stabbing one of the women, and then stabbing DiGiovanni in the chest. While DiGiovanni was on the ground, one of the women applied pressure on top of her to help before paramedics arrived on the scene. Barrios thought the women were laughing at him and making fun of his clothing, the arrest report states, according to the Associated Press. Barrios started running and looking for groups of people so he could let the anger out. Police allege that Barrios then ran looking for groups of people, stabbing six more including Hallett who died as a result. One of the stabbing victims is in critical condition and two others are in serious condition. The three remaining victims are in fair condition. Barrios was quickly arrested in the midst of the stabbing spree and the knife he allegedly used was found in nearby bushes. DiGiovanni's family and friends have created a GoFundMe to help cover the costs of her funeral and support her husband, Cole. Maurice was a light in the world, brightening every space she touched. Her light will live on and we will remember her always, DiGiovanni's family and friends wrote in a post. DiGiovanni's brother Gage P. DiGiovanni took to Twitter to remember his sister. Growing up in Spokane, Washington, she enjoyed sledding and making snowmen in the winter, and watching sunsets in the summer, Gage P. DiGiovanni wrote. She graduated WSU in 2014 and pursued traveling the world. Making friends and leaving ripples of love, Maurice and her husband Cole made their way through dozens of countries. Their adventures led them all over Europe, Asia, while eventually calling Hong Kong home. Considering her passion for concerts and festivals, the obvious next home base was Las Vegas. Always opening their doors for friends and family, Maurice was always the life of any gathering. Maurice loved the beauty of life, and lived it to fullest without limitations. She was an authentic and caring friend, a devoted wife, a kick-ass sister, and a loving daughter. Maurice always saw the best in people, always gave them a chance and always accepted people for who they were. Her huge capacity for love led her to have lasting friendships from all over the world. She was a beautiful spirit and soul and we will miss her for the rest of our lives. She was a light to the world. Barrios has been charged with 2 counts of murder and 6 counts of attempted murder. He remains in Las Vegas police custody without bail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.